This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Tuesday morning in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
67 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 80s. We got some rain and potential thunder noon and 2 because we live in Kansas now. Mm-hmm. Anyone want to explain what the hell's going on, Mr. Tornadoes don't exist here?
It's the heat. It's the heat.
That's all you got?
It makes the air mad.
It makes the air mad. I had to drive through the worst of it yesterday to get my daughter to ballroom dance because
When that storm hit?
Yeah. So I was trying to get out. Just a quick story. We'll get into the actual show. You know, I am terrified of tornadoes.
Yeah.
It's like one of my biggest things, right? And of course, once again yesterday, like 5 miles from my house, there's a tornado warning.
Yes.
Okay. So ballroom dance practice is at 5 o'clock, and it's like 4 o'clock. And we're supposed to leave at like 4:30 to make it there right on time because they don't open the door until 5 o'clock. So here comes the tornado warning. I'm trying to get the kids out of the house because I just want to get away from where we are. Like, drive away, right? And as soon as I get in the car, the skies open up. I'm trying to drive in blinding rain, and it's rush hour traffic, and everyone else is doing like 30 miles an hour. I'm like, tornado, come on, get the hell out of the way. Not fun.
Well, I was watching Channel 10, and I was kind of happy because Glenn Johnson was telling me it's not safe to be on the roads while he's driving around, showing me the devastation.
Glenn drives so you don't have to.
That's it.
Yeah, they do that every time it snows or anytime, you know, the driving conditions are unsafe. Mm. They got to show you what the roads look like you're not on.
Here's the thing. I understand both of you are right about what you're saying. Although I do think there is some benefit to that because there are people who go, it's not that bad. I can't even see. Like, if you can see Glenn Johnson driving, you now realize how bad it is.
Right. You're right, but sometimes I don't think the video does it justice.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I would look at that and be like, they don't look that bad.
Right.
It may do the opposite.
He's doing it.
Fair enough. Well, let's go from that to another story that got a little out of control. And when I say a little, I mean a lot of out of control.
What happened?
It happened over the weekend at the Brockport Walmart.
Oh, what happened out there?
It starts with a standard shoplifting story.
Mm.
Authorities say a man left with a large amount of meat that he did not pay for.
Okay.
And, we know from the shoplifting stories we covered before, the meat thing, big in the shoplifting game, right? Because they take it and they'll take it to like bodegas and different places, restaurants like that, selling on the black market.
Mm.
So a witness who saw the man steal the meat approached him in the parking lot.
He's not part of Walmart. He's just a customer?
Nope. It just says a witness.
Hey, buddy. Where are you going with that meat?
Hey, cut it out.
So as the random person approaches and confronts the suspect with the meat, police say the suspect then displayed a sharp object.
Hmm. Well, you need that to cut the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Or the person that's annoying you.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, drop that meat.
That prompted the witness who confronted the meat stealer to then draw their legally registered handgun.
So, look who brought a knife to a gunfight.
Wait, so this dude pulls a gun?
It's a meat standoff.
And it's not his meat?
Nope.
And he's going to pull a gun on knife dude with the meat. Okay, I got it.
I do want to know, to your point earlier, though, what he said to confront the guy.
Hey, you're not that guy, pal.
Drop that meat. That's not your meat.
The man who allegedly stole the meat fled the area as soon as the gun was pulled. Mm. The suspect has yet to be found. Anyone with information or video is asked to call 911 or email the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
All right. So, what do you think? thinking? What are you thinking?
This seems like a situation that could have gone very, very poorly.
I mean, look, where I come from, there's an old saying, don't take it out if you're not going to use it. So the fact that the gun came out in a parking lot in Brockport over a meat standoff is insanity.
So is he in trouble for pulling the gun out?
It doesn't say he's facing charges. It
well, the guy was, did show the knife
yes,
first.
So he was threatened.
Okay.
All right, yeah. It's a legally all registered right. handgun, so no. And I get it. Okay, you feel like you're in danger. However, my contention here would be you wouldn't have been in danger had you not confronted guy who stole
also
meat.
That.
Had you let these bastards just walk away with everything, Pat.
All right, so let's talk about that. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I only am reacting this way based on the fact that you had a knife and gun out in a parking lot in a Walmart in Brockport, right? It's a very scary situation.
In broad daylight, nice day.
Thank you.
Beautiful
Thank
day.
You. Thank you. I want to know where the mind of the confronter is, because I think you might have hit it on the head.
Yeah. I'm sick of this crap.
Like, this guy's committing a crime, and we don't need criminals, and the police and the courts aren't going to do anything about it.
Well, I'm not going to let this happen on my watch.
Right, I'm going to do something about it, right?
Mm.
But that guy walked up there, I mean, he knew he had a gun on him, so maybe it gave him the confidence.
False sense of security.
Okay. But he didn't know what the meat guy had on him.
Right.
Right. Because, I mean, the meat guy had a blade. Now, if this guy didn't have a gun, now he's facing down a blade here. That's the situation. Meat guy could have also had a gun.
True. And that gun could have went off, and as we just saw recently, innocent people just going about their day get injured or killed.
You got it. You got it. Like, I'm like, for some meat.
Yeah. That ain't yours.
Not your meat. And it's not even like he stole it from, like, the meat shop that's run by, like,
a small
woman.
Business.
Yeah, right? Like, this is it. Like, if we don't sell this meat, there won't be any Christmas for Johnny, right?
Right,
it's a multi-billion dollar international corporation.
Yeah, owned by the richest family in the world.
And they don't care about you, man. Like, if you ended up getting shipped in that parking lot because the guy that stole meat, like, they're not going to send you a Christmas card, send your family a Christmas card because you tried to defend their meat.
Yeah, I don't think one of the Walton family members is going to be at the foot of your bed with flowers.
Well, what are we doing, people? Let them take the
meat.
It's
kind of an overreaction.
Because
could call a cop. You could do a myriad of things.
By the time I call the cops, they're not going to...
Pull your phone out and film them.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get them. Tell them I got to get the courts in there. The courts are going to do anything about it. Like, I get the frustration over crime. I just don't get how the meat theft it affects you.
It doesn't.
It doesn't die.
I'm a citizen. I'm not taking it.
But you,
and I think Kimmy hit it right in the head. Not on my watch, buddy.
But you're not watching. You don't have a watch.
I'm here. I'm watching you, buddy. I'm watching you and I'm watching your black market meat.
Nobody scheduled you for the watch right now in this specific area. Like, I checked the watch schedule. Your name is not on it.
I'm guessing, though, because luckily nobody was hurt in this situation, this guy considers it a win.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Because
the guy left the meat behind, he took off.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Anyone that's been in a situation that gets scarier than you thought it was going to be, sometimes can have realizations that they didn't expect to have afterwards.
Sure.
And, I mean, if we could talk to the guy who pulled that gun to protect himself from the blade, from the man who stole the meat. Sounds like a children's book.
Yes.
He was the man that stole the meat. The man that stole the meat from the Walmart who pulled the blade on the man with the gun. This morning, does he feel the way, Kimmy, like you described, that he actually helped the situation?
I think so.
But funny part is, Walmart can't even sell that meat anymore.
I was going to say, they're going to throw it out.
Yes. You did nothing.
Yes.
You didn't even get the meat back.
Yeah.
And it's not like that guy with the knife ran away and was like, I'm never going to do this again. It's not like he was, like, stealing for fun.
Yeah,
right?
A hobby.
But, like, I don't know, Kimmy, like, maybe the fact that he had a blade pulled on him changes his opinion of being in that situation.
I'm guessing once the cop showed up and he got to kind of be the hero of the situation, or what he thought was being a hero.
Yeah, the defender of the meat.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I stopped him and I scared him off.
Don't underestimate people, Kimmy. Maybe this person had a realization.
And it's possible.
Maybe there was a talking to from the cops, too. I'm sure that, I mean, the cops always say, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Not worth it. They say that when it's your own stuff.
Right. I mean, the cops will take care of it. You have to have faith in these departments that you put your tax money in.
The least you could have done is let the guy with the gun have the meat. Because they're going to throw it away.
That's true.
They're going to throw the ears. Don't do this again. And here's some ribs. All right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story that happened over the weekend at the Brockport Walmart. A man shoplifted a whole bunch of meat around noon on Sunday. Investigators say the man left the store with the meat. He was confronted by a witness in the parking lot. Police say the suspect, the meat thief, alleged meat thief, displayed a sharp object, which prompted the witness to draw his legally registered handgun that made the man flee the scene. They haven't found him, but he got the meat back that, again, is in the dumpster. What do you do if you witness this?
If I saw this go down...
Gun comes out, what do you do?
Nothing. I'm getting far away from the situation.
No, I'm not going anywhere near.
Yeah, there's a gun out,
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because look, I mean, we are in a world now where you have to consider what your actions are when you see a gun. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, because if you're coming on, if you just stumble upon the situation, you don't know how it got here. You don't know who's who's
I'm trying
who.
To think, I'm trying to think of a cop pulled up into the parking lot right when this was going down.
Yeah.
I don't know if that guy's trying to rob that guy of his meat.
He's
in
robbing
the
him of all his meat.
There's a gun out, and the guy has a bag of meat or whatever. I'm thinking that guy's trying to rob him. Like, I'm thinking you're the bad guy. Like, that's how bad this could have went.
No, you're right. You're right.
But because, like, I mean, we've seen enough shootings now where my ass is heading for the hills.
But I wonder, and I just think of this for my own personal thing, right? Because, again, you never know how you're going to react as a human being in a very scary situation, right? Let's say you get out of your car, it's a long day, and I spend Walmart on Sunday, turn around, you're 15 feet from a man with a gun. Do you freeze? I might freeze.
Oh, I am. The times I've had a gun pointed at me, I froze.
You peed your pants.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
You peed all your little pants.
Did it have to have a bladder?
Little pee pants is what they called them. The man with the meat, little pee pants.
But yeah, you freeze, man. It's a gun. The game's over. If somebody has a gun and I have zero guns, the game is now over. You have won the game. You have won gun game.
252-3CMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, every time I hear a story about shoplifting meat, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the story when it happened in Chi-Li Wegmans a few years back. The guy put the meat under his baseball cap. He was walking out the store, and they caught him because the blood was running down the side of his face.
Is that a true story, Mike?
Yes. One of the greatest of all time.
Well, Mike, how much meat can you steal under your hat? What, do you have a 10-gallon hat on?
I know.
Yeah, he must have been one of these big head guys. I don't know.
Big head guys! A lot of space in there.
Mikey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Mikey and his big hat guy. The big hat man next to the man with the meat, next to little man pee pits. Like, and it is an unfortunate reality that you have to consider what you would do if you came across any situation where a gun was presented, right? But I guess you don't know what you're going to do until you're in that situation. No. It would give everyone else in that parking lot a little more perspective on their weekend, though, however, right? Because, like, you know, we all get mad at the littlest, stupidest things. And being stuck inside a grocery store on a beautiful Sunday would be one of those things you're frustrated with. And, oh, this sucks, and this is the worst. I'm going to go pick up my kid from soccer practice, and then there's a gun in the parking lot. And you didn't get shot. Pretty good day, turns out.
You might have had to skip your Walmart run, though.
So it doesn't say that they closed the store.
No, but I'm saying, like, let's say I just pulled into the parking lot to get there, and I see this situation unfold. I think I'm pulling out of the parking lot. Okay. I don't think I'm, because I don't know what's going on inside in this moment. So I think I might be out on that.
You have the luxury of having no children.
You would go in after that?
If I could get my grocery shopping done, what else am I going to do it?
Go to another Walmart.
Yeah.
Brockport, where's the closest Walmart?
Go to Tops. Go to Wegmans.
Yeah.
There's a Wegmans down there. If Walmart, if you're a Walmart person, you go to Walmart.
I don't know. I think I might switch it up that day. Yeah.
Bro, you said yourself.
So you could just, like, walk past this going on, going into the store.
If there's a gun actively out, no.
Yeah.
But if I come across, like, cop cars everywhere.
Oh, like the situation.
Yeah, there's, like, a gun on the ground and there's, like, you know, the chalk around it or something, right?
Oh, I mean, like, there's cops there?
Yeah.
No, if the cops are there, then I'm fine.
Well, even if
but that might draw more. I don't know.
You said yourself, Tommy, that the day there was that shooting at the Pittsburgh Wegmans, that would not have stopped you from going in.
True.
So then, what the hell?
Yeah,
there wasn't even a bullet.
Once the cops show up and the tape's out, and we're cool.
You're going home, Kimmy?
Go away.
Well, like I said, if I just pulled in and I'm still in my car, I'm seeing this all happen. I think I'm out. I don't think I'm going to get out and walk into the store. Again, not really knowing what's happening here. I don't want to deal with it.
Worst part of the whole story.
What's that?
I was there to get the meat the guy stole. Now they're out of ribs.
Damn it.
I know. And they're throwing it away. Just give me the meat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rochester loves our celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime there's anyone even remotely famous walking around town, folks will go as far out of their way as they can to get a glimpse.
Ooh.
Remember when John Lithgow was at a Big M on the West Side?
Yes.
For those of you who are looking to meet your heroes or have your kids close to them, I got good news.
What's going on?
This year, more than any year in the history of Buffalo Bills training camp,
really?
Your odds of seeing a Buffalo Bills player in the wild might be the highest.
Did you say what? Just like cruising around?
Hanging out.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Today is the day. It is official.
Mm.
Your Buffalo Bills rookies are reporting to training camp at St. John Fisher University today.
Right.
So practice doesn't officially start until July 24th, and the rest of the team will be getting there at some point over the weekend or early next week, right? But to get acclimated to their first NFL training camp, get them moved in, implement new things for them, the rookie class will be moving in today.
Right.
And it's exciting.
Sure.
Not only because the NFL is back, which we've all been clamoring for, right? Not only because we get to see more of Keon Coleman, the Bills' second-round pick, who everybody has fallen in love with, but because, based on how the roster is built, hanging around Pittsburgh will absolutely get you a glimpse of something.
So these guys, like, I mean, back in the day, they all went out and partied.
Right.
But that seems to be gone.
Well, there's a reason why it's gone.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. So where am I seeing them now?
Now, here's the thing. Oh, go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say the same thing. I mean, I don't know how often they're getting, you
off
know,
campus.
Off campus and out to socialize.
It's not so much.
Because it kind of seems like they avoid that at all costs.
Which is understandable. Like, again, with social media and videos and anything, any weird picture interaction that goes viral can hurt your career. It's not about socializing. It's about necessity.
So what am I going to see him?
Well, so here's the thing. The Bills have had a veteran-heavy roster the last couple of years. Mm. But in the offseason, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Mitch Moore, Stephon Diggs, guys that have done Bills training camp over and over and over and over again. They're gone.
Right.
And they're welcoming in new, younger guys to try and fill those roles. And those new, younger guys have never done either A, an NFL training camp before, or B, a Bills training camp before, which means they're walking onto the campus of St. John Fisher University not knowing what they're going to need.
Okay.
If you want to catch a glimpse of Bills players in the wild,
I
suggest over the next 2-3 days, you go hang out at Marshall's and TJ Maxx.
Oh, because they're going to just be shopping for like clothes.
They need pillows.
Sheets.
They need sheets. They need garbage cans. I'm not kidding.
So the NFL doesn't give them this stuff?
No.
You got to go buy your, and then I'm going to possibly cut your ass.
So they may have like, you know, college issued sheets and pillows.
Yeah, but they go, I forgot where I saw this. Somebody had done like a special on it at some point a couple years ago of like all these guys, and they will just come and completely furnish a dorm room in the short time they're here, like TVs. They'll go out and buy like a brand new like Xbox and stuff, like gaming chairs, whatever they're gonna need for the next few days. They have no problem just going out and loading up.
So the problem is with your theory,
sure,
I don't know what these guys look like. So I'm just going to have to look at random big dudes buying things and go, excuse me, sir.
Well, how is that different than any other time you've been shopping?
Well, I was looking to you for directions.
Pardon me, sir. You're a big old guy.
I'm sure.
Because if you see a big man, you're just going to assume that that's a football player.
And rookies, they look so young. Yep. You know what I mean?
Young and big.
It could be tough to
fresh
tell, like, if they're a professional athlete.
This is why Pittsburgh, this is one of the few times where being in Pittsburgh benefits you. Because
why is that?
Well, if you see a large, in-shape man in Pittsburgh, New York, that guy plays for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, but you don't want to assume.
You're right. Look, you could make a mistake, but I'm going to say 9 out of 10 times, if you see a large, in-shape, tough-looking man in the village of Pittsburgh, that guy plays for the Bills. When do you ever see intimidating men walking around the village of Pittsburgh?
Oh, bankers, lawyers.
Get out of here. See?
I guess... At the same time, like, even if you did make a mistake, would that guy'd probably take it as a compliment anyways, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you could just blindly talk to any man and be like, excuse me, do you play for the Bills? And you're either going to make their day.
I sure do.
Oh, yeah, you're going to end up with a picture with someone that lied to you, and you're going to look like an idiot. So here's the thing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I know there are people listening to this show that have accidentally bumped into these players. And it's not just Marshalls and TJ Maxx, although I think that's the best spot you're going to find them.
Yeah.
Right? There's also going to be a lot of downtime, especially for these rookies up until camp officially starts.
So it's this week.
They're here today. They start coming in today. So for the next couple of days, they'll be bouncing around.
All right.
Kimmy brought up the furnishing the dorm room thing.
Got to eat.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
feed them, though.
They do feed them, but Dalton Kincaid, you remember him, the tight end?
Yeah.
He has an obsession with Nerds candies, the gummies things, and all of these guys have their weird little things that they love and have to have out of comfort. They're going to be at that Pittsburgh or East Rochester Wegmans looking for that stuff,
right.
Loading up on that.
Okay.
Just set up a nerd stand.
Well, I mean, not so much.
It's a nerd's trap.
My daughter did that. Remember, she trapped with the nerds
right.
and got an autograph out of him last year. But and Kimmy brings up the dorm room furnishing. Where's the nearest Target and Best Buy to St. John Fisher?
Is it in Pittsburgh? Not, I think Henry. Is Henrietta closer?
I think Victor. Eastview?
It's about the same.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go either direction. It's about the same amount of time.
So either the Best Buy in Henrietta or the Best Buy in Victor, that's the place to go. The Target in Henrietta, the Target. Or
you're just hanging around?
Yeah, I mean.
Waiting around?
What else you got to do?
Well,
like you can get a picture with all these guys.
But you'd have to, like, it would be so weird, like, hi, you may be famous one day. I want to meet you. Because, like, you're not famous yet.
Yeah,
like
that, but
you're talking about the rookie class.
Right, so I don't know you. I don't know your name. I would have to, like, introduce myself to you, ask you who you are.
That is the beauty of Google now, though. If you're not sure.
Easily. But you'd have to have it.
Well, you could follow them around, creepily follow them around the store.
But now I'm a private detective.
I bet you people do that all the time.
I mean, I don't think it's out
there. I think people lose complete self-awareness whenever they're surrounded by somebody they think could be famous.
You
know what I mean?
That's a good point. Also, if there's one thing we've learned, at least during the Rex Ryan years, Bills players love the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I forgot about that joint.
Robert Woods, Tyrod Taylor, Sammy Watkins.
It's got something for everybody.
Bro, that menu.
It's the best menu ever invented.
It's a New Testament of dinner.
Yeah.
How do you have that many things in the kitchen?
Yeah.
But you're going to find something you want.
Sure.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. How about my wife one time got enchiladas at the Cheesecake Factory?
Probably delicious.
No, I mean, they tasted fine, but, like, what are you doing? All the thing, you get a cheeseburger like American. Get enchiladas. You know, this famous Latin kitchen, the Cheesecake Factory. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Facebook messages coming in again, talking about how this year, more than maybe in the history of the Bills ever being at training camp, your chance of seeing a Bills player out in public is probably the highest based on the fact that they have a ton of young players that have either never done an NFL training camp or done a training camp with the Bills, which means when they get there, they then have to go out and get the things they didn't know they needed. Pillows, blankets, TVs, PlayStation 5s, big old bags of nerds, which means the TJ Maxx and the Marshalls and the Target and the Best Buy and the Wegmans and the Tops and all those places are going to be chock full of them. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. So, are you still living in the 20th century, Duffy? I mean, I would expect this from Tommy, but they don't need to go anywhere. You got same day delivery. You can call, you know, get online, and Walmart will bring you your nerds in an hour. I mean, Best Buy is going to send you with a Uber delivery thing. It's got Amazon.
I live in the 20th century? Did you get your Uber delivery thing today? Have you downloaded thing?
Amazon will literally come in and set up your new Xbox for you. I mean, come on, they don't need to go anywhere. I think the only thing you're going to see maybe is like the TJ Maxx or the Marshalls. There you might have a point. But what do they need to buy there that they don't already have?
I think you're underestimating cabin fever when it comes to nothing really to do for 5 days on a college campus you've never been to before.
Well, I mean, define nothing to do. You're going to be practicing all day. I mean, how do you feel when you're done working out? Are you going out shopping for new kicks?
Well, I mean, yes, actually. But no, here's the thing. Like, the first 5 days, it's just, like, implementing stuff. Yeah, it's not, like, the hardcore practices that you see publicly, right?
And they're kids.
Right. Again, I think they're going to have everything delivered.
Okay, right.
We're going to shoot that ass.
Yeah, well, hey, you're welcome. She showed me socks. Too bad. Bye, Rammer. There goes Rammer's bursting everybody bubble.
The other thing about rookies, too, is, you know, I don't know if they have, like, the flashy cars yet. So you won't even be able to, like, identify them by, like, the flash. They're not, I mean, they may have gone out and bought themselves something, but I feel like most of the time the rookies are a little bit more like understated.
They signed their NFL contracts.
But some of these guys are just
undrafted free agents,
right.
But they still get like a $10,000 signing bonus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, even the lowest of low, they get a little bit of cash to show up. All right. Here's the key. You ready for that? Now, I don't mean to sound stalker guy, and I don't want to encourage any stalker.
Not creeping, but.
Here's the key. If they're just out bumming around looking to buy stuff. If they're wearing any kind of college attire, that's a Bills player.
Yeah,
and the more,
especially Southern colleges. Most of these guys come from the South.
You mean like Cole Bishop, Utah?
Okay, you're gonna find one. You're gonna tell me most NFL players don't come from Southern colleges.
All over the place.
Kimmy, pull up the Bills rookie class this year, and we're gonna do it because you keep doing LSU, this.
LSU, Clemson,
Southern Ball,
Southern Mississippi State. Southwestern Arkansas, West Memphis.
Who won the national championship this year?
Oh, Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, that's Southern State of Michigan.
Who won it all the other times?
Nick Saban.
Alabama and Clemson. They've been running the table for years. I stand behind the SEC, sir.
You don't even know who the SEC is in the SEC.
I know
anymore.
Who it is.
Who's in the SEC?
Kentucky. Florida.
Okay.
Alabama.
We're going to sit here
and
name the SEC?
And some Mississippi states. And possibly Arkansas.
All right, Kimmy, let's go through the colleges and the rookies. Ready? So, Southern Ball, let's go.
Let's go.
You got Keon Coleman, Florida State.
It's Slytherin. Okay.
Now, you don't get more Florida than Florida State.
Cole Bishop, Utah.
Utah, Coleman. Not Southern.
Southern Utah.
That's not Southern. Utah's West.
And that's West.
That's what I just said.
Dwayne Carter's Duke.
Southern. No, hold on, but it's Ivy League Southern. Does that count?
That's still in the South.
You would not. That's like
and that's
smart
not
Southern.
Ivy League.
It's the Ivy League of the South. It's like, bro, it's one of the
first
best
of all,
colleges in the
Vanderbilt
country.
Is the Ivy League of the South.
Oh, shit, maybe. I went to Nashville
with Tavis. It's the
hardest. I saw a t-shirt in Nashville.
Ray Davis, Kentucky. Cedric Van Pran Granger.
Best name of the draft, by the way. Cedric Van Pran Granger.
Georgia.
Damn it!
Okay, this one. All right, I'm going to screw up this guy's name because I know that there's a way to say it, and it's not exactly how it's spelled. Edifon Ulofosio?
Yeah, I know. I've been practicing that one.
I'm not sure if I said that right, but he's from Washington.
Ah!
And then the next one, Javon Solomon, Troy.
Where's
Troy?
It's in Alabama. It's also Southern Ball.
Thielen Grable?
You're not doing great.
I know. UCF.
Central Florida.
Oh.
Daquan Hardy, Penn State.
Penn State. Ah! Okay, fine. We had a lot of Southern guys. But it doesn't necessarily mean Southern Ball, man.
But if I see somebody walk around with something like LSU, I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay, fine.
I don't see any Southern college logos in this town.
LSU may not stand out, but like a very small Southern college, I may think twice. Like, before looking at this list.
Troy?
But that's what I mean, because you don't see a lot of that around.
You just made that up. Nobody said South Georgia.
So specific.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Carrie Ann writes us, a few years ago, Leslie Frazier got his oil changed at my daughter's boyfriend's shop, and Leslie offered him camp tickets. Ah, pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Very nice.
It is so exciting when you realize you recognize somebody that's famous somewhere, right? Like, it's just like, ooh. You get those like, Do I say something?
So who's the big receiver we got from Florida State?
Keon Coleman.
So he's the one with the big personality, really funny.
Yep.
So that guy would stand out.
Can't remember his name.
No, but I
she literally just said his name.
I know, but she just said it with a bunch of other names. It's like reading a phone book. Yeah, you forgot Dan Smith. So he would stand out with that personality for sure.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the number one guy people recognize right now.
And he's the new big star.
Yeah, he also seems like, based on his Instagram and TikTok, that he likes to go out and have lunch.
Okay.
Did you see that video of him playing credit card roulette with his buddies after breakfast? God, it's so funny.
Oh.
I love this kid. I don't care if he can
play
ball.
You want him to work out so bad.
I have resigned myself to the fact, because we know how Sean McDermott is. He brings rookies along slow.
Yeah.
And, you know, rookie wide receivers in the NFL have the lowest success rate of any draft pick.
Oh.
That being said, I don't care if he can play. I already love him like he's my child. I love that. I love that man.
He looks like he's a lot of fun.
Yes, he does. So, if anyone talks to him, tell him, hey, I'll pay for breakfast. Yeah, yeah. Hang out. You won't be friends, Kill.
I might go up to him and go, hey, you know, you can have all that delivered right to your door, you know, with Uber Eats. You can get all your Skittles.
We tried to warn you.
What happened?
We in the break room raved about the local quality of these types of foods.
Mm.
We stood in awe at the rush of chain restaurants that poured into our community to try and claim their spots in this realm. And we predicted things would not go well for most of them. Well,
what happened?
What do you know? We were right. Ooh. And the collapse may have just only begun.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The last Jimmy John's has shut down in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, wow.
The final Jimmy John's location stood on East Henrietta Road in Henrietta. Story in the DNC says, late last week, and I quote the story, the store abruptly went dark, which is a very poetic way to say the sub shop closed.
Yeah, he said it kind of dark.
The flame of the broiled grill was extinguished, and the hearts of Jimmy John's were set free to find subs of other realms.
So I know a chick that ate so much of this, it became her nickname.
Who are you talking about? I did eat a lot of Jimmy John's in college.
Because to the point they called you Kimmy John's?
Yeah, they delivered. So it was just the easiest option. Especially, it was one of the few places open like late night.
How are you not 300 pounds?
She's more,
I don't know, just my metabolism.
She's Slimmy John's.
But you wouldn't think, like,
I didn't eat
skinny
all
girl
the time.
Ate. You've got like, a it nickname.
Was like it was like a drunk snack.
How much were you drinking where it became like your name?
Probably a lot.
I love how this immediately became like, you ever see that show Intervention? Right? Where it's like, well, who are you talking about? Yes, I eat Jimmy John's five times a day, every day. So at one point, Jimmy John's had six locations in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
But slowly, one by one, Monroe Ave, Collegetown, Ridge Road, and Webster, this location, they all shut their doors.
Yeah.
And this is something we in the break room saw coming. We talked a few months ago about the stunning amount of chain sub shops that have opened locations in the greater Rochester area over the last couple of years. In fact, one of them just opened. It's called Primo Hoagies. It's in Collegetown. Have you guys
saw
seen
that.
This?
No.
Okay. Brand new. I've never even heard of this thing.
I've never seen an ad for it.
Yeah.
So I know we have Jersey Mike's.
So Jersey Mike's is still in town.
Right. It's right by the Whole Foods.
Yep.
So,
I think there are a few.
But it's like Jersey Mike's by the Whole Foods is the most suburban white-ass thing you've ever said.
And behind the Starbucks.
You go to Jersey Mike's behind the Starbucks next to Whole Foods.
But I don't know how that place is going to make it because you can't even see it from the road. Like, you had to literally pull in to see it. There's no sign.
Well, I heard in a phone call in the most popular radio show in Rochester, you don't even have to go to the place. They'll just deliver it right
to you. Right to your house.
Right to your house. But here's the thing about your Jimmy John's and your Primo Hoagies and your Subways and all the other sub shop chain places that existed. None of them really have hooks. They're all pretty standard sandwiches. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. When I saw this story last night, I'm like, no, Jimmy John's didn't close. There's one that's out in Eastview or near Eastview. That's a Jersey Mike's.
Is it?
I thought Jersey Mike's and Jimmy John's have been the same thing this whole time.
Well, I was surprised that we had so many Jimmy John's because I thought Jimmy John's originally was like mostly just in college towns. Because they were cheaper subs.
Yeah. Who knows? Is that like, was that their hook that it was
inexpensive? Yeah, like well, at the time, and I remember we didn't have one here for a long time because I always thought like they were just in like those specific places. I didn't, you know, I didn't see a need for them here, which I guess makes sense now.
Well, it seems that every franchise sub shop in America decided to descend upon here, and it's become a problem because Rochester has a rich submarine sandwich history.
Oh yeah.
DiBella's and Amel's, the Italian and Jewish bakeries, Verbino's. One by one, that still exist. Verbino's, thank you. The pizza places that'll make a kick-ass sandwich. Mm-hmm. Wegmans, Tops, Honeyway Falls, Men and Meadows Marketplace. Yeah. They got great subs. We don't need that many options for a sub.
No.
Man. Mm-hmm. And it was just a matter of time before they started to close, before the sub bubble burst. The subble, if you will. The question now becomes, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now that the bubble has burst, which ones survive?
Or who's going down next?
Yeah. I mean, the good news is, I mean, none of the local places are going down, right? Those are going to stay.
I would think.
I would think, like, that's so ingrained in our... I mean, like, we hold everybody sub-level to, like, those local places.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't... There's nothing above that to us.
And it's not just those local places compared to the chains. You can get in fist fights over where you'll get a sub depending on who you're hanging out with and what
like
their preferences
sometimes,
are.
Sometimes, you know, maybe you'd go to those other places, but it's just because the others may not be an option at the time for you.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I am always curious who is standing in line at a Subway or a Firehouse Subs or a Philly's Hoagies or a Primo Hoagies or a whatever.
It could just be a convenience thing.
Okay, but like like you said, there's so many local places, DiBella's and Pellegrino's and Rubino's. And like
you can go into Wegmans and get a DiBella sub.
Okay, but that line...
But then you got to go into Wegmans.
Why
do you
always want to have that argument? It's not the same sub anymore.
It is. They bought it
25 years ago, man.
It's the same sub. You're going to tell you, Wegmans makes a subpar sub.
When was the last time you've been to DiBella's?
When Nixon was in office.
I used to go to DiBella's when I was fat.
Oh, I would like a sub.
I did like when Salvador's opened up their sub shop in their pizza joint.
They got good because sandwich.
But I could also get French fries with my sub.
Good call.
One thing, most places I can't get... French fries with my... That's I don't want a bag of effing chips,
you,
man.
Bro.
I'm not
Preach.
On a picnic.
Preach, Tommy.
Give me some... I'm going bad here. I want to go all the way.
No, you're right.
Like, I want to get strung out on grease.
Especially if I'm getting a hot sub. Oh. If I'm getting a hot sub, I need French fries.
Yeah. And nobody does it.
Philly Steakout doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it took Salvador's to crack the code.
No, but, like, even I'm with you, man. Like, the fact that DiBella's won't fry me fries bothers me, but I still love DiBella's. The fact that...
I don't want potato salad right now.
Thank you. Thank you. No, you know, but my
good.
Wife...
I'm good for some mac salad.
See, no, that's a woman thing, because my wife loves that, too.
Like, I
get the salad. I don't need a fry.
Nah, right now, I'm going all the way.
Thank you. Thank you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Jimmy John's. Their last Rochester location has shut down, the East Henrietta Road location in Henrietta. It's done. They once had six locations here, but they're all gone, and this is because the subble, has burst in Rochester. All of these chains flooded into the greater Rochester area, and we have so many good local places with such a rich history, we cannot support all of them. I am surprised that Subway is still as prominent as it is.
Well, they're like McDonald's, man. They just got so much, you know what I mean? And they're in all over the place.
Right. I think it's partly convenience, too.
I think they're the largest chain.
They are.
Because they don't have like a freestanding building. They're just in the mall.
Yeah,
they're in a strip mall. They're just down the street by the shoe shop.
There are more Subway locations in the world than there are McDonald's or anybody else, which is pretty impressive. Mm. But again, like, I mean, look, Subway's not bad, but I'm not going to stand in line for a Subway sub, right?
Right.
I mean, my brother worked at Subway for years. I see what those sandwich artists are made of. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that those chain sub places aren't good. I'm saying compared to the quality that we are used to, it's subpar. Because what chain place can make a steak sub like Philly Steakout can, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a place that's been successful on both sides of the river, Philly Steakout. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm at an airport or a hotel in Albany, New York, I am happy to eat a Jimmy John's sub or a Subway sub.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah. Exactly. But at home, there are literally 25 places I'm going to go before I go to any chain restaurant.
Yeah. And they're all, I mean, to your point, there's multiples in every town.
Thank you. And here's the thing. That goes, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
I was going to say, I think we're also a place, and maybe this is because we have such a big Italian population here, big on bread. Like, bread here is the game changer for most people in terms of like where they choose to go get their sub.
It's a good call. She's right. Damn, she's right. That's why
like,
the Italian bakeries
to, like, brag about like they make their it's a homemade bread right there, or they get their bread from whatever bakery nearby. Like that is like a huge selling point for a lot of people here.
You're right, but maybe there's something else we need to figure out here.
What's that?
Well, like we are a top five food city in America. Mm-hmm. It's documented, right? Yeah. And we do not just Italian. There's a ton of food that we do well here in Rochester. What food don't we do that a chain could take advantage of?
Southern food, probably.
Okay. And so that's just, hold on. So it was fried chicken for a long time, but then chicken out showed up in the city, and that's amazing.
A few places, right.
The Magnet in Penfield, they sell fried chicken out of Penfield, but soon they're moving to the old Shaler's in Brighton.
Oh.
Right, that's Southern food.
Yeah, so that may not be an option. Well, it's fried chicken.
Right.
What chain restaurant does Southern food?
None. I mean,
Zatarain's, but you get it in a box at the grocery store.
Right.
I just wanted to say Zatarain's.
Yeah, I can't think of like a chain Southern like food.
Yeah, but who wants jambalaya in a plastic cup?
Yeah.
get your fast food jambalaya. Shrimp from McDonald's. Sounds gross.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think there's a chain restaurant that we see, like, watching college sports or whatever, because, like, the Southern chain restaurants show up on college football all the time.
Yeah, well, that used to be Chick-fil-A.
That's what I mean. And that's here, so that's one that was successful. Yeah. Right? But I can't think of anything I've seen where I'd be like, we have to have it here. That would be massively successful because we have a gap for it.
Right.
I think we're tapped out.
Waffle House.
Oh, Waffle House is the one I'm surprised is not here. Not all over the country.
We don't have a lot of, like, breakfast chains.
We did, but IHOP got run out of business. Right. Denny's got run out of business.
Yeah, so maybe, do we just not seek that here?
We've got a big diner culture in Rochester.
Yeah. Waffle House is the man.
Here's what, I almost don't want Waffle House to come here, and I'll tell you why. Now, you know I love Waffle House, like you love Waffle House. And anybody that's ever been to a Waffle House.
Is a Waffle House a time and place kind of thing?
No, well, it is. Well, no, not for me. I'll eat Waffle House.
Okay.
Here's what I'm scared of. Mm. I also loved Sonic when I was touring, doing the stand-up comedy.
I did too. I used to go to Sonic all the time.
So there's there's a Sonic on Jefferson Road. I've been to Sonic 3 times in 5, 6 years.
I don't even think about it for some reason.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that if Waffle House were to move to Rochester and it weren't successful, it would break my heart. I'm worried that if Waffle House were to come to Rochester, I would not frequent the Waffle House as much as I should. I would feel like a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that to myself.
So when I drove to Florida last year to see my brother, long trip, haven't done it in a long time, but I was excited because I booked one night stay at this motel that was right next door to a Waffle House because my wife had never experienced Waffle House. And I was super excited to go into Waffle House.
And
she wasn't hungry. I'm not ready for breakfast.
Come on!
So I said, get it. Trust me, get it. Nah. So I end up getting my food, and she got a cup of coffee.
She didn't eat the Waffle House?
No, I would have to at least try it.
I'm not hungry right now.
That would have caused like a fight for the rest of the week.
Well, her thing was, well, let's stop later. And I know how that's going to go. No, let's just go. Let's just go. I want to get there. I want to be done with the road. So just blow past 9,000 Waffle House when I had one right there for us.
What did you get?
So I had the scattered, chunked, and smothered. It was delicious. I hadn't eaten like that. I ain't it like that since I was a fat boy. So I was in the South.
God, no.
And it was the coolest Waffle House because it was right next, like, a retention pond that had the sign, beware of gators. I go, this is like hitting all of it, man. You can be eaten by an alligator. You can also eat Waffle House.
Go home now.
We're staying at a Hampton's Inn. Come on, man.
Wait, you think a Hampton Inn's a motel, you prissy-ass bitch? That's a nice hotel.
Yeah. Not a nice hotel. That's okay.
Hampton Inn is the best of the chains.
It was. So you ate him at a business.
You know, that was your mom. 252-WCMF.
My mom went.
Don't want to get dumped. We started this conversation with Jimmy John's closing their last Rochester location. It moved to the fact that the sub-bubble has burst in Rochester. We don't need them because our sub game is so good here. We then moved it towards what gap could be there for a franchise to move in for food we don't do well. Other than Waffle House, we couldn't think of one. But Kyle says he's got it.
All right.
He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Bucky's Gas Station would be the number one chain that would do great.
Say that again?
Bucky's Gas Station.
Oh, Bucky's.
But that thing's massive.
Yeah.
It's like a grocery store.
It's like
it's like a Walmart.
it's the biggest thing I've ever seen, man. Well, they have like 120 gas pumps.
Yeah, and no trucks allowed.
It would kill it. For up here, it'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, well, they claim they have the best brisket sandwich in America.
Yeah, I haven't been able to try it.
Well, but that's what they're known for, and people go in there and load up.
All right, but Kyle, that's not really a chain restaurant. That's a gas station, and they build them in the middle of nowhere, so it wouldn't even help us.
Yeah, that thing would be like in Bath, New York.
You would hop on the thruway just for that.
All right, Kyle, you sound like a nice guy, but
I'm not driving to a Bucky's.
Boo, Kyle, boo! Thanks for the call, Kyle.
So we are getting a bunch of tweets suggesting Cane's. I've had Cane's, and that's it's good.
It's okay.
Oh, I like it.
Chicken, Cane's chicken.
Yeah, it's just chicken strips.
Where are they at them?
Somewhere down south. They advertise a lot during college football.
Okay.
If it's on an SEC game, we don't have it. No, Reed Ferguson, the long snapper for the Bills, has talked about opening a Cane's chicken franchise in Western New York.
Oh.
That's how much he loves it.
So it's out of Louisiana.
We tried to warn you.
What happened?
We in the break room raved about the local quality of these types of foods.
Mm.
We stood in awe at the rush of chain restaurants that poured into our community to try and claim their spots in this realm. And we predicted things would not go well for most of them. Well,
what happened?
What do you know? We were right. And the collapse may have just only begun.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The last Jimmy John's has shut down in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, wow.
The final Jimmy John's location stood on East Henrietta Road in Henrietta. Story in the DNC says, late last week, and I quote the story, the store abruptly went dark, which is a very poetic way to say the sub shop closed.
Yeah, he said it kind of dark.
The flame of the broiled grill was extinguished, and the hearts of Jimmy John's were set free to find subs of other realms.
So I know a chick that ate so much of this, it became her nickname.
Who are you talking about? I did eat a lot of Jimmy John's in college.
Because to the point, they called you Kimmy John's?
Yeah, they delivered. So it was just the easiest option. Especially, it was one of the few places open like late night.
How are you not 300 pounds?
She's more,
I don't know, just my metabolism.
She's Slimmy John's.
But you wouldn't think, like,
I didn't eat
skinny
all
girl
the time.
Ate. You've got like, a it nickname.
Was like it was like a drunk snack.
How much were you drinking where it became like your name?
Probably a lot.
I love how this immediately became like, you ever see that show Intervention? Right? Where it's like, well, who are you talking about? Yes, I eat Jimmy John's five times a day, every day. So at one point, Jimmy John's had six locations in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
But slowly, one by one, Monroe Ave, Collegetown, Ridge Road, and Webster, this location, they all shut their doors.
Yeah.
And this is something we in the break room saw coming. We talked a few months ago. Mm. About the stunning amount of chain sub shops that have opened locations in the greater Rochester area over the last couple of years. In fact, one of them just opened. It's called Primo Hoagies. It's in Collegetown.
Yeah,
have you guys
I saw
seen
that.
This?
No.
Okay. Brand new. I've never even heard of this thing.
I've never seen an ad for it.
Yeah.
So I know we have Jersey Mike's.
So Jersey Mike's is still in town.
Right. It's right by the Whole Foods.
Yep.
So,
I think there are a few.
But it's like Jersey Mike's by the Whole Foods is the most suburban white-ass thing you've ever said.
And behind the Starbucks.
You're going to Jersey Mike's behind the Starbucks next to Whole Foods?
But I don't know how that place is going to make it because you can't even see it from the road. Like, you had to literally pull in to see it. There's no sign.
Well, I heard in a phone call in the most popular radio show in Rochester, you don't even have to go to the place. They'll just deliver it right
to you. Right to your house.
Deliver it right to your house. But here's the thing about your Jimmy John's and your Primo Hoagies and your Subways and all the other sub shop chain places that existed. None of them really have hooks. They're all pretty standard sandwiches. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. When I saw this story last night, I'm like, no, Jimmy John's didn't close. There's one that's out in Eastview or near Eastview. That's a Jersey Mike's.
Is it?
I thought Jersey Mike's and Jimmy John's have been the same thing this whole time.
Well, I was surprised that we had so many Jimmy John's because I thought Jimmy John's originally was like mostly just in college town. Because they were cheaper subs.
Yeah. Who knows? Was that their hook that it was
inexpensive? Well, at the time, and I remember we didn't have one here for a long time because I always thought like they were just in like those specific places. I didn't see a need for them here, which I guess makes sense now.
Well, it seems that every franchise sub shop in America decided to descend upon here, and it's become a problem because Rochester has a rich submarine sandwich history.
Oh, yeah.
DiBella's and Amel's, the Italian and Jewish bakeries, Rubino's. One by one, that still exist. Rubino's, thank you. The pizza places that'll make a kick-ass sandwich. Mm-hmm. Wegmans, Tops, Honeyway Falls, Men and Meadows Marketplace. Yeah. They got great subs. We don't need that many options for a sub.
No.
Man. Mm-hmm. And it was just a matter of time before they started to close, before the sub bubble burst. The subble, if you will. The question now becomes, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now that the bubble has burst, which ones survive?
Or who's going down next?
Yeah. I mean, the good news is, I mean, none of the local places are going down, right? Those are going to stay.
I would think.
I would think, like, that's so ingrained in our... I mean, like, we hold everybody's sub-level to, like, those local places.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't... There's nothing above that to us.
And it's not just... those local places compared to the chains, you can get in fist fights over where you'll get a sub depending on who you're hanging out with and what
like
their preferences
sometimes,
are.
Sometimes, you know, maybe you'd go to those other places, but it's just because the others may not be an option at the time for you.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I am always curious who is standing in line at a Subway or a Firehouse Subs or a Philly's Hoagies or a Primo Hoagies or a whatever.
It could just be a convenience thing.
Okay, but like there's so many local places, DiBella's and Pellegrino's and Rubino's. And like
you can go into Wegmans and get a DiBella sub.
Okay, but that line.
I mean, but then you got to go into Wegmans.
Why
you know
do you
what
always
I mean?
Want to have that argument? It's not the same sub anymore.
It is. They bought it
25 years ago, man.
It's the same sub. You're going to tell you, Wegmans makes a subpar sub.
When was the last time you've been to DeBellis?
When Nixon was in office.
I used to go to DeBellis when I was fat.
Oh, I would like a sub.
I did like when Salvador's opened up their sub shop in their pizza joint.
They got good because they,
but I could also get French fries with my sub.
Good call.
One thing, most places, I can't get French fries with my... That's I don't want a true. Bag of effing chips,
I'm you,
man.
Bro.
I'm not
Preach.
On a picnic.
Preach, Tommy.
Give me some... I'm going bad here. I want to go all the way.
No, you're right.
I want to get strung out on grease.
Especially if I'm getting a hot sub. Oh. If I'm getting a hot sub, I need French fries.
Yeah. And nobody does it.
Philly Steakout doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it took Salvador's to crack the code.
No, but like, even I'm with you, man. Like, the fact that DeBellis won't fry me fries bothers me, but I still love DeBellis. Mm. The fact that
I don't want potato salad right now.
Thank you. No, you know, but
I'm good for some mac salad.
See, no, that's a woman thing because my wife loves that too. Like, I get the salad. I don't need a fry.
Nah, right now I'm going all the way.
Thank you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Jimmy John's. Their last Rochester location has shut down, the East Henrietta Road location in Henrietta. It's done. They once had six locations here, but they're all gone, and this is because the subble, has burst in Rochester. All of these chains flooded into the greater Rochester area, and we have so many good local places with such a rich history, we cannot support all of them. I am surprised that Subway is still as prominent as it is.
Well, they're like McDonald's, man. They just got so much. You know what I mean? And they're in area. They're all over the place.
Right. I think it's partly convenience, too.
I think they're the largest chain.
They are.
Because they're just... They don't have like a freestanding building. They're just in the mall.
Yeah,
they're in a strip mall. They're just down the street by the shoe shop.
There are more Subway locations in the world than there are McDonald's or anybody else, which is pretty impressive. Mm. But again, like, I mean, look, Subway's not bad, but I'm not going to stand in line for a Subway sub, right?
Right.
I mean, my brother worked at Subway for years. I see what those sandwich artists are made of. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that those chain sub places aren't good. I'm saying compared to the quality that we are used to, it's subpar. Because what chain place can make a steak sub like Philly Steakout can, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a place that's been successful on both sides of the river, Philly Steakout. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm at an airport or a hotel in Albany, New York, I am happy to eat a Jimmy John's sub or a Subway sub.
You know what
you're
getting. Yeah.
Exactly. But at home, there are literally 25 places I'm going to go before I go to any chain restaurant.
Yeah, and they're all, I mean, to your point, there's multiples in every town.
Thank you. And here's the thing. That goes, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
I was going to say, I think we're also a place, and maybe this is because we have such a big Italian population here, big on bread. Like, bread here is the game changer for most people in terms of like where they choose to go get their sub.
It's a good call. She's right. Damn it, she's right. That's why
like,
the Italian bakeries
like, brag about like they make their it's a homemade bread right there, or they get their bread from whatever bakery nearby. Like that is like a huge selling point for a lot of people here.
You're right, but maybe there's something else we need to figure out here.
What's that?
Well, like we are a top five food city in America. Mm-hmm. It's documented, right? Yeah. And we do not just Italian. There's a ton of food that we do well here in Rochester. What food don't we do that a chain could take advantage of?
Southern food, probably.
Okay. And so that's just, hold on. So it was fried chicken for a long time, but then chicken out showed up in the city, and that's amazing.
A few places,
The Magnet in Penfield, they sell fried chicken out of Penfield, but soon they're moving to the old Shaler's in Brighton.
Oh.
Right, that's Southern food?
Yeah, so that may not be an option. Well, it's fried chicken.
Right.
What chain restaurant does Southern food?
None. I mean,
Zatarain's, but you get it in a box at the grocery store.
Right.
I just wanted to say Zatarain's.
Yeah, I can't think of like a chain Southern like food.
Yeah, but who wants jambalaya in a plastic cup?
Yeah.
Get your fast food jambalaya. Shrimp from McDonald's. Sounds gross.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think there's a chain restaurant that we see, like, watching college sports or whatever, because, like, the Southern chain restaurants show up on college football all the time.
Yeah, well, that used to be Chick-fil-A.
That's what I mean. And that's here, so that's one that was successful, right? But I can't think of anything I've seen where I'd be like, we have to have it here. That would be massively successful because we have a gap for it.
Right. I think we're tapped out.
Waffle House.
Oh,
Waffle House is
one.
The one I'm surprised is not here. Not all over the country.
They don't have a lot of, like, breakfast chains.
Well,
like
we did, but IHOP got run out of business.
Right.
Denny's got run out of business.
Yeah. So maybe, do we just not seek that here?
We've got a big diner culture in Rochester.
But Waffle House is the man.
Here's what, I almost don't want Waffle House to come here, and I'll tell you why. Now, you know I love Waffle House, like you love Waffle House. And anybody that's ever been to a Waffle House.
Is a Waffle House a time and place kind of thing?
No, well, it is. Well, no, not for me. I'll eat Waffle House.
Okay.
Here's what I'm scared of. Mm. I also loved Sonic when I was touring, doing the stand-up comedy.
I did too. I used to go to Sonic all the time.
So there's there's a Sonic on Jefferson Road. I've been to Sonic 3 times in 5, 6 years.
I don't even think about it for some reason.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that if Waffle House were to move to Rochester and it weren't successful, it would break my heart. I'm worried that if Waffle House were to come to Rochester, I would not frequent the Waffle House as much as I should. I would feel like a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that to myself.
So when I drove to Florida last year to see my brother, long trip, haven't done it in a long time, but I was excited because I booked one night stay at this motel that was right next door to a Waffle House because my wife had never experienced Waffle House. And I was super as excited to go into Waffle House.
And
she wasn't hungry. I'm not ready for breakfast.
Come on!
So I said, get it. Trust me, get it. Nah. So I end up getting my food, and she got a cup of coffee.
She didn't eat the Waffle House?
No, I would have to at least try it.
I'm not hungry right now.
That would have caused like a fight for the rest of the week.
Well, her thing was, well, let's stop later. And I know how that's going to go. No, let's just go. Let's just go. I want to get there. I'm going to be done with the road. So just blow past 9,000 Waffle House when I had one right there for us.
What did you get?
So I had the scattered, chunked, and smothered. Mm. It was delicious. I hadn't eaten like that. I ain't it like that since I was a fat boy. So I was in the South.
God, no.
And it was the coolest Waffle House because it was right next, like, a retention pond that had the sign, beware of gators. I go, this is like hitting all of it, man. You can be eaten by an alligator. You can also eat Waffle House.
We can go home now.
We're staying at a Hampton's Inn. Come on, man.
Wait, you think a Hampton Inn's a motel, you prissy-ass bitch? That's a nice hotel.
Yeah. Not a nice hotel. That's okay.
Hampton Inn is the best of the chain.
It was. So you ate him out of business.
You know, that was your mom. 252-WCMF.
My mom went...
Don't want to get dumped. We started this conversation with Jimmy John's closing their last Rochester location. It moved to the fact that the sub-bubble has burst in Rochester. We don't need them because our sub game is so good here. We then moved it towards what gap could be there for a franchise to move in for food we don't do well. Other than Waffle House, we couldn't think of one. But Kyle says he's got it.
All right.
He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Bucky's Gas Station would be the number one chain that would do great.
Say that again?
Bucky's Gas Station.
Oh, Bucky's.
But that thing's massive.
Yeah.
It's like a grocery store.
It's like an airport.
It's like a Walmart.
it's the biggest thing I've ever seen, man. Well, they have like 120 gas pumps.
Yeah, and no trucks allowed.
It would kill it. It would, for up here, it'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, well, they claim they have the best brisket sandwich in America.
Yeah, I haven't been able to try it.
Well, but that's what they're known for, and people go in there and load up.
All right, but Kyle, that's not really a chain restaurant. That's a gas station, and they build them in the middle of nowhere, so it wouldn't even help us.
Yeah, that thing would be like in Bath, New York.
You would hop on the throughway just for that.
All right, Kyle, you sound like a nice guy, but you're
not driving
sucks.
To a Bucky's.
Boo, Kyle, boo! Thanks for the call, Kyle.
So we are getting a bunch of tweets suggesting Cane's. I've had Cane's, and that's it's good.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
Chicken, Cane's chicken.
Yeah, it's just chicken strips.
Where are they at them?
Somewhere down south. They advertise a lot during college football.
Okay.
If it's on an SEC game, we don't have it. No, Reed Ferguson, the long snapper for the Bills, has talked about opening a Cane's chicken franchise in Western New York.
Oh.
That's how much he loves it.
So it's out of Louisiana.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah. Louisiana chicken? That's where chicken is good. Good chicken.
Huh, we'll have someone else write the slogan. Louisiana chicken, that's where chicken is good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.